Laudator Jesus Christus.
Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. Today we shall listen to Father Dr. George Pateri, S.J. He is currently the acting president of Jnanadeepa Vidyapeeth, the biggest ecclesiastical faculty in South Asia. Prior to this assignment, he had been the provincial superior of the Jesuit province of Calcutta. For many years, he had also been a professor at Vishwabharati University in West Bengal, teaching philosophy and comparative religions. He has done his doctorate from the Gregorian University in Rome on the faith and justice struggle in Mahatma Gandhi. His experience with the interreligious dialogue has tremendously enhanced his faith over the years. Our faithful witness of today is Father Dr. George Pateri. He shares with us his transforming faith experiences. Father George, welcome to Vatican Radio. We are now in the Year of Faith, and you have been working with the people of other religions, other faith, for many years. How does your faith help them and their faith help you?
Yeah, I think in this Year of Faith, it is wonderful to recall experiences of encounters with people of other faith and other religions and other traditions. I remember one incident especially. Once I was walking down from the church in my priestly robe and coming home, but on the way I wanted to drop in to one of my cousins. And by mistake, I landed in front of the courtyard of a Hindu family. And that lady there who was cleaning up the courtyard, she was amazed and surprised to see me early in the morning in front of her house. And she said that it is a blessing for her to see a priest early in the morning at her house. And we stood there for a quiet while and thinking about that incident. And then she took me to a prayer room where she used to meditate or pray every day. What struck me most that since she was a woman of faith and belief, and she used to pray continuously in her own way, she would recognize the importance of encountering or meeting with a priest, someone who dedicated to God. And that challenged me that in my way, in my presence, in my relationship, people see me as a priest and they find their faith enhanced and they invite me to deepen my own faith. So I got a sense of being in God's presence with that Hindu woman who was a stranger to me but became familiar to me because of her connection with God and her recognition of me as a man of God. And I think we can recall several events and incidents of this kind where encountering with people of other faith enhances our own faith and brings in new relationships.
It does not threaten you?
No, it does not threaten. On the contrary, it helps and supports and strengthens my faith. Because if the same thing happened in front of a Christian family, they would have taken it for natural thing to happen. A priest comes there and they might ask other questions and discuss maybe the Jews of the parish and financial situations. But this woman, being a woman of God and her experience of God, enabled her to recognize something divine in that encounter. Therefore, I think instead of weakening my faith, it is strengthening my faith and challenging my faith. Therefore, the more we encounter people of God in each other, the more our faith is strengthened.
Are you saying that there is some common ground for meeting their spirituality or people of other faiths?
Yeah, it is because of their connection and affinity and relationship with the divine that they are able to recognize the divine whenever, wherever it occurs. So they are not making a distinction between religion, but they respect the differences of religions, but they recognize the commonality among all these, the relationship to God and the ability to pray. So when we are in relationship with God and the ability to pray, you find a common ground with the people of different faith without diluting each other's faith, rather strengthening each other's faith and strengthening one another in their relationship to God.
What about Christians? Now, you spoke about the people of other faiths and your encounter with them. What about the faith of Indian Christians?
One difficulty I find in encountering, relating with the Christian group is that either we reach out to them in a formal prayer or we reach out to them in official connections as priest or in charge of a parish or something. And in most of the time, if it is a formal prayer time, they expect you to conduct a formal prayer. What we miss is that this personal search and witness of that faith, either in them or in our conversation. Similarly, if you are meeting at the parish level, they discuss about parish matters, but the spiritual journey and conversation of the inner spiritual journey and the movement of the spirit and affinity and relationship with God, that level of conversation seems to be a bit reluctant when we encounter Christians because they take each other for granted. If I'm meeting a priest, I have to ask him certain questions related to the parish or administration. Or if I'm talking about, I need an invitation for a formal prayer. But this inner personal quest and search and affinity to relate to the movement of the Spirit, that seem to be not easily coming through.
What is your suggestion for our own Catholics, who many a times take their faith for granted? What can they do to strengthen their faith?
Yeah, in this year of faith, one area that we could stress is that to enable people to recognize that faith is a journey, it's a movement that we begin at the baptism, but we have to deepen and go deeper into that as we move ahead. Therefore, to recognize our spiritual life as a journey and the ability to grow into that and deepening into that. What St. Ignatius used to call the spiritual conversation, that our conversation should enable us where we are at this moment of our inner journey, where we are going, and how we can be enhanced, supported each other by this spiritual conversation. Therefore, I think we have to give our people a sense of journey of inner faith than simply believing in something. They're always believing in something, but they don't recognize the inner journey, the deepening of that journey, and the growth in that journey.
That was Jesuit Father George Pateri sharing with us his faith experiences.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall Oh.
and more, but one day you shall have. And if wicked tongues insult and hate you, all because of me, blessed.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness of today has been Father Dr. George Pateri from Calcutta, India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.